Okay, here we go. Sorry about this, Romana. You're fine. Hey, I'm guessing you're the boyfriend?
We haven't met officially yet.
He waited up for you while you went out and got drunk. I'm pretty sure that's boyfriend material.
Oh. You know what I don't like to assume.
See? He said assume. Okay, princess. Nighty-night for you.
Oh.
Here's your precious cargo, and, good night.
Hi, Romana. Thank you. Hi. Did you have a fun night? Was good. It's still okay if I lean on you, though. Oh. My head just keeps going loosey. Ow. Is it possible to get a hangover within minutes of drinking alcohol? Cause I swear this started as soon as I did that. I know, but I don't want to be a bummer. Everybody was just drinking, and I don't want to bring the mood down. Thank you for waiting up for me. You're a very nice boyfriend. Oh. I think I need to sit down now. Oh. Thank you. Everybody noticed. He said, your stutter's pretty much good. And I said, yeah, I've been having lessons. And they're actually working. It's funny how that works, huh? It's almost like practice makes perfect. I'm sorry you had to wait up for me. Because it makes me even more tired than usual. I'm good tired, though. Never appreciate your furniture more. And you've been away from it. You know? It's not a proverb, it's just something I saw. I saw other things too. Alcohol makes you do that. You know what I thought? I have something to ask you. I don't want you to answer straight away if you're not sure what your answer might be. But I really, really want to ask you. Would you still like me if I was a worm? I had a dream. It was kind of like reality, and the dream I started basically went away. But then one day I woke up and I was a worm. And you were really shocked. And it was like, this is not good. I just overcame my speech impediment and now this. I was wondering that while we were drinking. I shouldn't drink alcohol. I know it's stupid, but I like you so much. The dream was so real. It was a worm. I worked so hard to speak properly. And you like me, even though it took a while. And then I turned into a worm and I ruined it. Just to make me feel better. I promise. I was supposed to come back here with such courage and be like, hey, you know how it's taken months to even, like, hold hands and, well, like, fool around around or something? Now I've cried on you. And I asked you if you would still like me if I was a worm. Why do you go out with me? I'm a worm. You know, I won't be stuttering anymore, but I'm a worm. I'm a wriggly, messy, wallowing in the dirt worm. You have terrible taste. What? I don't know if I want to hear your answer. Like me if I was a worm. That makes me really happy. Happier than is probably healthy. But oh well. When is healthy anyway? You can't ask someone if they'd still love you if you were a worm. Are they even really your boyfriend? Thank you. For being you. One, I know you. You're not gonna fool around with somebody who's inebriated. And two, I don't really feel like fooling around. I feel silly and like I just wanna lay down in the dark. I'm sorry, I'm me. You're not. I told you your taste is questionable. Together. I'll be your little worm. Speak, and that's what I say. I should have stayed a starball. Red kisses are always welcome. They're a worm's favorite. want to kiss you and stuff. It's just... goes so slow and... it takes such a long time with everything. I just thought if I put alcohol on my system, I'd be like, come on, let's do this. And instead of triggering my anxiety, it was like, yes, well, but what if you were a worm? Yeah. Alcohol does not make me slutty. Just makes me silly. Even more than usual. I overcame a speech in the coffee shop. I just feel like I keep letting my anxieties get in the way of this. And it's really exhausting. We will do it though. One day, right? I know. I know we will. Because I love you. I think if you still like me if I was a worm, that probably means you love me too. Gonna go to sleep now. I'll try not to dream of worms.